Word on Today FM.
Now, on your behalf, I've been drinking heavily on air in recent days, so this is probably a good opportunity to turn to the non-alcoholic Christmas drinks with Vaughan Yates, back with us again this year, the founder of the Virgin Mary Bar. Vaughan, thank you very much for coming back to us again this year. And what have you got for us this year now? Some of the cocktail specials for those who don't want alcohol.
Thanks for having me on, Matt. I'm trying to make it really simple this year and give people the option of making very simple drinks that we can get in Ireland here, and some of them produce in Ireland, in fact, so that when you've kind of got the pressure of, you know, putting all the food on, getting all the booze ready, and those people you know that are coming that maybe don't drink, it's a real simple solution, quick and easy fixes to make drinks that are easy to serve, quick to pour, and keeps those guests happy.
And of course, it could be that maybe that they're not drinkers, but it could be that they are drinkers, but they maybe have the car with them because they're having to bring the kids home or something like that after they've had their dinner in your house. So they need to stay sober for that simple reason.
Absolutely. But equally, we do want them to celebrate in the same way that everybody else celebrates. And I think the difference between having these drinks and possibly sitting there with a soft drink or a water is that you can really get involved with everyone. You get the same energy, you get the same kind of feel of having a great glass with something quite exotic in your hand, and there's no alcohol in it, which is a bonus if you are driving or if you are not drinking alcohol for whatever reason.
Okay, what have you got for us? What's your first offering, please?
Well, my first offering is Crossip Fresh. So Crossip is made by a bartender in London, and he has a range of drinks. And this drink, which is Crossip Fresh Citrus, is basically a blend of kind of like mandarin flavors, grape, eucalyptus, peach. It's really kind of fruity. And I'm just going to pour a bit here. And I'm going to combine it with an Irish product, which is called Blink. So Blink is a functional drink. It's made with lion's mane, so it gives you...
Sorry, what's a functional drink and what's lion's mane?
Okay, so what I mean by functional drink is, the easiest way to describe them is they're mood boosting. So they give you feeling as well as flavor. Without the alcohol. And our focus as a company, in terms of what we do with the Virgin Mary Bar going forward, is we do consultancy around the world for people that want to bring functional drinks into their environment. They want to give a buzz, or they want people to feel really calm, or they want people to feel enlightened. And the herbs that are used within these drinks give that feeling.
Naturally mood altering, is it?
Yeah, very light mood altering. So not the stages you might get to if you consume a lot of alcohol. Yeah. But if you think about it as a two glass of wine feeling,
yeah,
then you kind of get the level that we look at in terms of
Bring it on. Okay, this functional drink comes out of a can.
It does.
What's it called again?
It's called Blink Focus, and it's an Irish company. And lion's mane is a mushroom. And I think this elevates your mood.
This is like your mixer in on top of the Kaleno to start with.
Oh, the Crossip. Yeah, so Crossip.
Okay. Oh, Crossip, sorry.
Crossip Fresh Citrus with Blink Focus. Both available, I might plug this, on our website.
Okay, you can. No problem. What's the website again?
TheVirginMaryBar.com.
Oh, that's very nice.
So it's bright. It has, the Blink brings this kind of apple and chamomile. And when you combine that with the mandarin, you get a very fruity drink. It carries that kind of apple flavor through. And when you combine it with a little bit sprig of rosemary, which I've done, it just gives a kind of herbal note to the nose. So it gives you this kind of, not just fruit, but it gives you herbs and fruit together. And it makes you think you're drinking an alcohol-style drink.
Would that be heavy on sugar?
See, it's slightly heavier on sugar for this one because the Blink carries a bit of sugar in it. Okay. Probably the similar amount in terms of the amount of sugar is below 5 grams per 100 mil. But you do need to use a full can when you're serving this to kind of give you a long drink that's going to last a while. So you're right, there's a bit of sweetness to this. And with some of the next drinks that we try, there's less sweetness. But with this one, I think it's giving you the energy that you'll get from the sugar. You'll get enlightened and elevated with the lion's mane. And the combination actually It's a kind of party starter. It gets
so this
you kind
is
of going.
Crossop fresh citrus.
Yeah.
And added in as a mixer. Again, it's called?
Blink Focus. And okay. That's an Irish product.
That's very nice. What else do you have for us?
Okay. The next drink I'm going to make is a little bit different. This is Kaleno. And the Kaleno that I'm using is, there's two products with Kaleno that we sell on our site. There's light and zesty, and there's dark and spicy. And this is dark and spicy. This is kind of like a, I'd say it's like a rum. And Ellie that runs this business, she has Latin American heritage. She wanted to create a rum style drink for people that kind of didn't drink. And I'm going to combine this with a little bit of ginger ale and lime. So you get like natural lime as a garnish, that is. And what you get here is you get a style of drink that is, I'd say, a little bit more masculine in terms of it's less sweet. It's got a bit of a fiery kick to it with the ginger. And you get this very tropical flavor with Kaleno, dark and spicy. You get Inca berry, you get a bit of spice, you get a bit of citrus, but it gives you this kind of, I would say, a very tropical style drink.
You could fool people that that's rum, couldn't you?
You could. You could quite easily fool people that's rum because it has that Caribbean kind of flavor that it's carrying across.
That's lovely.
Really, really nice. And it's a dark drink. So it's like having, I would say, you know, rum and ginger, rum and Coke style drink. And it's very kind of, I'd say it's very, very kind of like heavier on the flavors than maybe the last drink we tried, which was light and energetic and, you know, citrusy.
That's a really, really nice, with a bit of lime in it as well. So that's just quite simply the Kaleno, dark and spicy, and then adding in the ginger ale. Quite a generous portion of ginger ale you put in.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I wanted to make it like a highball drink. So this is in a long glass for people, obviously, that cannot see it. It's a highball type of glass.
I'll tell you, this is going on as a video as well, probably.
It's a highball glass. So it's a long glass, and you fill it with ice. You add a serve of the Kaleno dark and spicy, and then you add in the ginger ale, and it just gives you a really nice kind of long rum and ginger style drink.
That's lovely. That really is nice. Really like that now. Seal of approval. But you have something else for me, do you?
Well, I'm going to go heavy now. I'm going to go into the realms
of... How can it be heavy if it's non-alcoholic?
Well, exactly. Heavy in flavour. And also heavy in the type of taste that it is, because this is like having a smoky whiskey with Coke. Now, some people might go, oh my God, you'd never serve a smoky whiskey with Coke.
I just literally did the smell, the aroma. It does actually have that whiskey peatiness smell coming out of it.
It does. This is called, I call this a smoky cokey. And it's those kind of Christmas flavors that are dark and cinnamon, nutmeg, those kind of like spice flavors coming through as well. And you get a bit of lapsang. So this has lapsang. In it. In
and
terms
you've put
of,
Diet Coke into it, have you?
I've just put a Diet Cola
that
into it.
That suits
yeah.
me fine because I don't like the sugar and Coke. I have
yeah,
to stay.
Absolutely. So here, if you don't want any sugar and you want to, you know, replace it with aspartame, you can serve yourself a very kind of like, I think this is quite a heavy, masculine, smoky
That's
drink.
A really peaty, smoky
it
taste
is.
Off it.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is like having... As I said earlier, a smoky whiskey, and some people might say sacrilege to add Coke to smoky whiskey. But, you know, if you want a long drink and you want smoke, that's the way to do it, you know? And this doesn't have any of those alcohol ingredients in it. It's basically a dark bottle. It's called Crossip Dandy Smoke, and they say it's rich, spice, and audacious. I think it is pretty audacious in terms of the amount of flavor that it carries for a non-alcohol drink.
That is, yeah... I don't like it as much as the rum. I like it, but it's not as nice as the rum. I say rum, but you know what I mean. Rum substitute.
You either like smoke or you don't like smoke. You know, yeah. It's kind of like in your drink. And, you know, if you want to sit by a fire and you want a long drink, you know, it's a great option to have.
That's really interesting. Okay. Do you have one more for me, do you?
I do. And here I'm going to go local. I'm going to go back to Ireland and I'm going to give you a product which is just out, literally just out. In fact, it's out... so recently that we don't even have it for sale yet. But we will have it for sale by the 18th of December, I believe. So we'll let people know on our social media when it comes out. And this is a product called Beck by an Irish... Well, she's not Irish. I think she's Danish. Magican Bink Bailey. And she is... So he's produced a wine alternative. And
which smells like honey.
Well, that's really interesting because she rinses it over honey. So it's passed through honey and it gives you that honey nose that you've picked up exactly the right nose on it. It has a honey nose. But then when you get into it...
Almost like a thick honey smell on it as well. As if, you know, it's... Yeah, okay. And it has a honey-ish taste.
It does. So you get honey when you start... I suppose it's the first tasting note that you get when you taste it. And for me...
But it's not treacly. When I smelt it, I thought it was going to be treacly. But it's not. It's quite liquidy.
It is. It's very soft. I think it brings through flavours of apple, of...
apple, definitely. Yeah. Yes. You get, that's what it is.
You get apple. You'll get, I think, deeper flavours that come through that make this feel somewhere, for me anyway, somewhere between a Sauterne wine and a mead.
I was just about to say this is a dessert wine, isn't it?
I think it feels great as a dessert. But equally, you could have that with ham. And
do you think so?
I think so, yeah, because...
With a glazed ham, maybe.
Yes, exactly. If you have you know, ham for your Christmas, I think this works as a really interesting drink to serve with it. And, you know, wines, to be honest, Matt, wines aren't great in the non-alcohol sector, apart from the sparkling. It's great to see a product that is like this, that's come out of Ireland, and is really good accompaniment to food. So it's not like a Sauvignon. It's not like a crisp, light New Zealand Sauvignon. It's more like a kind of combination of, as I say, a Sauterne wine and a mead, but full of flavour, serve it cold, really interesting drink. They have a red as well, which is really worth trying, because I think this is the nearest someone has got to a red wine.
Do you have another glass?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Can we have a go at that?
Yeah, we think we should have a quick go at it, because this is...
Thank you. Because that looks like the real thing.
Well, they're full-bodied drinks. They really do have a good mouthfeel to them. They've structured these drinks really well when they've created them.
There's a sort of almost a smell like the black currants that I used to sort of pick off the vine in autumn back home growing up in Cork.
I'd say dark red berries come to mind here. And what happens is when you first taste this drink, you go, oh, it's a little bit sweet, right?
It is. Yeah.
But then the tannins kick in.
Yeah.
So the tannins kick in.
And it dissolves almost.
The sweetness dies. And then you're left with these deep red, you know, cherry Black Forest Gâteau flavours. And I think this is a very interesting drink. This is as close, as I say, and I've tasted about 200 non-alcohol wines. And most of the reds that I've tasted, to be honest, do not deliver on flavour. This really is an alternative to wine, I think, that people can enjoy with meats, you know, with their... Christmas dinner, if they want to try it with a Christmas dinner, or just drink it before they have their meal. I think it's a really interesting drink.
It's a little bit pungent to start when you smell it, as if very fruity. But actually, your point you make is really well made. That when you taste it, when that dies down a bit, it's a really satisfactory taste, very similar to a good wine.
It is, and the tannins in it for me is what makes it, because. The one thing you get when you taste red non-alcohol wine is you don't get a finish. And this delivers on finish. It carries those fruits right the way through to the finish and it's left on the palate.
We'll put all these up on our website, todayfm.com website, last word page. But they're also available, all the details, at thevirginmarybar.com.
That's right.
And those wines, you say, will be available from next week, is it?
From the 18th, yeah. We'll deliver all this to your home.
Very good. Vaughan Yates, founder of the Virgin Mary Bar. As ever, thank you for coming in and giving us the non-alcoholic drinks for Christmas.
The last word on Today FM.